set it on his shoulder. So these weren't pebbles. These were big stones. Set it on your shoulder. I think here, this is how I'm seeing it. On your shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? And you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were once cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be a memorial unto your children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did as so as Joshua commanded, and took up the 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord spake to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and they carried them with them unto the place where they lodged, and then they laid them down there. And Joshua set up the 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests, where they bear up, where the ark of the covenant stood, and it is there to this day. We have a memorial before us now. Back then, people would have passed by in time to come, it says, and say, what do those stones mean? And they would have explained how God was with them as they passed through the Jordan there. We have a memorial set before us today. These emblems that are before us, a memorial feast, to remember, in a sense, what the Lord has done for us in sending of his Son. Very simple memorial, very simple emblems that we have. Piece of unleavened bread and some fruit of the vine. But they mean much more than that, right? The bread represents his broken body that was torn apart and beaten there on Calvary. Freely given, though. Not taken from him, it was given. The blood is represented by the fruit of the vine and the cup. As we share that and we partake, and in future years, if we explain that to those who come behind us, what does this memorial mean? Well, it means a lot. It means so much that Jesus instituted it on to his disciples, gave them this example, and they took it up. And upon the first day of the week, we see this throughout scriptures, throughout history, to this day. And as we partake of these emblems today, remembering that sacrifice that was so freely given for us by Jesus. Dear Father in heaven, what a blessing it is to have this remembrance, to have these emblems before us for future generations and for ours as well. To remember that supreme sacrifice that your Son left heaven, came to earth, lived as a man among us, and then freely gave his life as a ransom for many on that cross of Calvary. Thank you for that. This should stir us on to be a better servant of yours this week as we remember it each week. But today, as we remember that, we remember this crucifixion that was done in our behalf. For your Son's name we pray.